TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
See, this is why the NFL makes no sense to me in some cases, all right? Why would Shane Waldron still have a job? I mean, I'm being serious about this. I mean, look, it's...
We've seen two great case studies of it already.
Here's what I don't understand. If you're a wealth advisor, all right, and the last three places you've worked at, you were fired because you didn't make anybody any money, why in God's name would I bring you to be my wealth advisor, okay?
Don't know, man.
Shane Waldron has been dog you know what in Seattle.
He was there when Jackson Smith and Jigba's rookie year. Jackson Smith and Jigba doesn't do much. Everyone's like, is he kind of a bust? Shane Waldron leaves. Jackson Smith and Jigba last year looks like one of the best receivers in football.
Goes off.
And then what happens the next year? Fred, where was he?
Goes to the Bears. All right. And you've got the audio. What clip is that?
The Shane Waldron cut. I don't think there's a number on it.
Let's see. It's
I got it.
All yeah, right. Okay. This is from Jackson Smith and Jigba last year when it was brought to his attention that Shane Waldron was going to be the offensive coordinator in Chicago.
Bears fans are super interested about the offensive coordinator coming in, Shane Waldron. What can you tell them about who they just hired to try to get this offense where it needs to go?
This is live.
We're not live.
I'm playing. Good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person.
Okay, that's the
no edit. That is straight up.
That's straight live. That is live. That was live. Okay, or it was recorded. But I mean, that's literally the equivalent of when you're on a date and they say, you know, live? You got a nice personality.
That was about as bad as it can get. Okay. Are we live? Do I really have to give an answer to this?
Are we live? He's person. A nice person.
He's a great person.
When somebody tells you when somebody asks for like a redeeming quality, like if we ask Gavin or Tim, hey, what do you think of our show? Well, you guys are nice guys. Our show sucks. Okay. That is the ultimate backhanded compliment. That's just saying, well, you know, really you're not good, but hey, you're a nice person. So maybe that'll, you know, satisfy you. So the fact that Shane Waldron is a passing game coordinator, and that just tells me, like, from a Liam Cohen standpoint, who, I will say this, Jacksonville does look like a better football team through three games. Mm-hmm. I mean, because this is a team that has been devoid of any kind of leadership. And
I'm still not sold on Brian Thomas Jr. and Trevor Lawrence, but overall, structurally, I will agree. But just that little duo.
Well, and it makes you wonder, right?
And I mean, Travis Hunter.
And that team just looks a little funky so far. And the fact that you've got Shane Waldron, anything even anywhere close to the passing game is remarkable to me, because when you look at the last two places he's been, I mean, the guy literally got fired in the middle of the year last year, mm-hmm. because he sucked at his mm-hmm. job. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. take that for what it is worth. Bobby Greer passed away, Miami Dolphins. We are deeply saddened by the passing of Bobby Greer, father of general manager Chris Greer. I'll tell you what, that probably just bought him a few extra games, okay? Because you hate to fire somebody after their dad dies, mm-hmm. all right? Because Chris Greer sucks, okay? His job needs to die with the Miami Dolphins, all right? That needs to happen next. Giants head coach Brian, am I wrong? Am I wrong? Giants head coach Brian Daboll left open the door today for a quarterback change. I think it. Why not?
Yeah. When he was asked about
it. Don't they play the Saints next?
He just danced around the question for 5 minutes and pretty much said they haven't made a choice of who they're going to go with. And we're just going to evaluate all the players. Look at film.
I would cut Russell Wilson.
I would cut or trade him because you still have Jameis.
What are you getting? That's my point.
Even if Jackson Dart sucks, he's overwhelmed.
You still have Jameis in there. But
there's a team that probably could use a quarterback.
Unless someone trades for Jameis. Bengals.
I think you do that too. If you have two starting caliber quarterbacks, I'm cutting one of them.
Why am I keeping Russell Wilson?
Yeah, he gives you no purpose anymore.
And what are you going to get for him? A seventh rounder? No one's trading for Russell Wilson.
No one's trading for Russell.
Dan Graziano lists Giants fourth-year edge. Kayvon Thibodeau is a player who could draw trade interest at the deadline. He didn't look bad yesterday. He actually looked halfway Cowboys decent O-line. Last night. Well, no, they were playing the Chiefs.
Oh, you're right. Good call. I'm thinking of week two. Yeah.
No, I mean, everybody, we're talking about. But he actually didn't look too bad yesterday. So we'll see what happens there. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. Shout out to North Richland Hills. Again, don't want him as my chauffeur, but do love him as my WR1. He's suspended for the first 6 games of the season. He is allowed back into Kansas City's facility.
Uh-oh.
However, he cannot practice with the team.
Mental reps. Okay. Mental reps.
Mental
the Micah Parson reps.
No word on how he's going to get there. Suspensions are over for Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison and 49ers wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson. They both served 3-game suspensions and are now back.
That's some big news for the Vikings, getting your wide receiver 2 back. They've been having to rock with Naylor and Adam Thielen.
I mean, hell, the way the defense has played.
Yeah.
Tell you what, don't sleep on
Kirk Cousins didn't look too bad either.
You mean Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz. They all,
what, all white guys look the same? Vikings quarterback.
Wasn't Carson there not too long ago?
No.
No?
No.
Same difference. Carson Wentz.
All white quarterbacks look the same.
Sam Darnold.
All white quarterbacks look the same. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Did y'all see that stat with Kevin O'Connell and ginger quarterbacks?
See? Come on. Who's 16-3 with gingers.
Who's the other ginger?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's not a redhead.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
He most certainly is. No, he's not a redhead.
Just look up Sam Darnold on Google right now.
I don't buy it. Okay. I don't buy it.
All right.
Carson Wentz is a ginger. I'll tell you what. I'm going to have my cousin who's a ginger.
So is Sam Darnold.
We'll have him. Well, Sam Darnold is not. No. Sam Darnold is not a redhead.
877-881-1053. Sam Darnold, a ginger. Continue.
Dirty blonde. Vikings quarterback Isaiah Rodgers earned the highest overall PFF grade in NFL history. Are we still following that?
I mean, dude, do you see his stats for that game?
No, I mean, his stats were insane, but like, do I need to look at his? I mean, I had him in fantasy.
Yeah.
You know? A perfect 99.9. Rodgers is the first player in NFL history with a pick 6, a fumble return for a touchdown, and 2 forced fumbles in a single game, and he did it in the first half.
Wow.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Darnell Savage, who was released by the Jacksonville Jaguars, is signing with the Commanders and expected to play a role in their secondary.
Somebody's getting help. At least one team in your division.
This is interesting.
Darnell Savage or the next one?
No, I could care less about Darnell Savage. Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman.
Yep.
Says the Titans looked like they didn't want to play on Sunday during warmups. And this is what he told reporters after the 41-20 win over the Tennessee Titans. Quote, they kind of looked a little sluggish. They were kind of walking around. Nobody was really bouncing. Right then and there, we all sat there and were like, they don't want to play today. Mm. End quote.
Yeah, and I went in because it felt like a ball sack. At first, I went myself and fact-checked this and found the reporter who said this, and this was a real quote. And even the
That sounds like a real quote.
Brian Callahan and one of the offensive linemen from the Titans responded to that today, and they, of course, I don't know what he's talking about. We were fine. We just weren't doing backflips out there. You know, it was much to do about nothing. We just lost the game. Of course, not going to come out. But yeah, we were sluggish, but not a good look if the opposing team is saying y'all look sluggish in warmups and can notice that they were about to demolish you guys. So not a good look.
Now, do you have the audio for this, the LaFleur thing?
Is it in there, Matt LaFleur? I don't know. I might have said it should be in your Twitter. If I didn't send it, it was a late ad.
All right, look for that. Don't worry about it. We'll find that here in just a second. The Falcons are moving offensive coordinator Zach Robinson down to the field to play call as opposed to the coaching box, and announced that they fired wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard and are giving passing game coordinator TJ Yates, former North Carolina standout, former Houston Texan, those coaching duties as well. So my boy TJ Yates, who coaches up the passing game, is now going to be coaching up the wide receivers as well.
They need some help because Drake London cannot get the ball. Michael Penix on yards above or past 10 yards, second worst in the NFL in completion percentage. Yikes. Only person worse, Cam Ward. And that was Penix's thing coming out of college, was the deep ball.
By the way, Eagles head of security, and I'm over this dude, Big Dom DeSandro has been fined 75 GER for texting from the Eagles bench area during a preseason game. Philly's appeal arguing that DeSandro only had 1 foot in their bench area was denied. So I guess that's a staunch rule that you can't text from the sidelines?
Probably, you know, with betting and everything. Hey, we're about to start running the ball in the second half. Take the under. Take Saquon Barkley's second half rushing yards.
You'd have to be a super degenerate to do that. I don't think it's out of the realm, but
imagine you're texting just his group chat of his boys.
Okay, if you're group texting your boys during
because Big Dom is like doing things, so he could easily be on the sideline being like, I just heard Sirianni say we're going to feed AJ Brown in the second half. Well, take us over.
But here's the thing, though. What is Big Dom going to do? I mean, what Big Dom will never have a job akin to what he has now.
What's it got to do with not texting on the sideline?
You would lose your job.
I don't think he was doing it. I'm just saying that's the reason the rule's there.
And I get that. I'm just saying, like, you would have to be. I'm
sure, he was just texting. Let's get some hot dogs after the game or something. Yeah. Innocent.
You see that chick over there behind the players bench?
Okay. Do we have the Caleb Williams old clip and the Matt LaFleur undefeated season?
Let me play LaFleur first because I got to hear.
So this was
One of the players on the team was talking about how there was nobody they thought could beat them, which by the way, I saw this clip and it was one of them deals where it crossed my mind when I saw it and I'm thinking to myself, like, bro, we're in week two.
Before the Browns game, like, so we're going to go.
What are we talking about?
Packers players, so we're going to go undefeated this season.
The North is a tough division.
The Packers going to lose to the Browns in an upset, and then Matt LaFleur is asked about this undefeated season question. This is his response.
Well, I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that. And you can't take any moment, any game for granted. And the goal, and I've said it a million times to you guys, I don't think I've obviously said it enough to our team, the goal is to go 1-0 every week. And it pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game, things that are way down the road. Like, focus on, keep the focus on the present, on the now, and worry about getting better each and every day.
Pisses him off. It would piss me off too. Rashid Walker was the offensive lineman that made the remark.
Do we even know who that is?
He's an offensive lineman.
No, I'm saying, like, but do we know who that is? Like,
I mean, he's probably their Terrence Steele. You know what I'm saying?
Like, close cousin of mine.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that he's 25 years old. He's one of the newer guys.
Now, this is a question that'll hit home for you. CJ Stroud has sucked this year, and I hate to say that from a fellow light skin.
He sucked the last 2 years.
And C.J. Stroud had a moment where he sunned Caleb Williams after a game, goes and gives him a pep talk. We're going to play that audio here in just a second. I just want to give you this. Right, let's play the audio first.
Would you call that light skin on light skin violence?
So there has been 18 games since he... Yes, I would. 18 games since he's had that talk with Caleb Williams, 17 games before. I'm going to give you the numbers before and after. But first, if you miss it, this is about a year ago. Caleb Williams after the loss.
Yeah, because Texans, and it's not like CJ had a great game either.
CJ goes up to him post-game, gives him a little pep talk as if CJ has been in the league 10 years. That's what he had to say a year ago to Caleb Williams.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, yeah. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're gonna be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
And it's in huge context is watching the video itself. Caleb is not wanting to hear any of it.
He's not looking
at him. He's trying to walk away. And that's where you hear CJ in the video go, hey, come here.
Come here. Learn from those mistakes.
Mm. And he said to him, you're going to make mistakes, man. You're going to be great in this league 1 year. And if he just came up bro, be like, hey, man, look at us both coming up, man. Look at us rookies or young guys in general. He talked to him like he was Tom Brady.
And see, he knew he was mic'd up, too.
And so this was CJ Stroud before that conversation. 4,602 passing yards, 26 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions.
Balling.
Pretty good starts.
Balling.
Literally since that video I just played for you guys.
Yeah.
18 games. So one extra game.
Yeah.
3,832 passing yards. So
800 yards fewer.
19 touchdowns.
Mm, 7 touchdowns less.
And 15 interceptions.
Mm, 10 more picks. What's his completion percentage? Did you get that down?
I did not get that.
That's all right. Probably less.
Not a good look. From the Houston.
Just a heads up, so far on the year, our boy CJ Stroud, he started 3 games. He's 0-3 on the season. Okay. He's completing 64% of his passes, which he's actually ahead of what he normally completes percentage wise. So he is completing 64%. But he's only got 2 tutties on the year, 3 picks on the year, and he's been sacked 8 times through 3 games already.
Not a good look. But what is a good look is doing fair or foul with Freddie D. Fred, where are you taking us next?
Somewhere. You know what? I thought I had a fair or foul in my head. I'm sure we'll come to it. Don't go anywhere.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.